Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of That's So Sabotage. We are so excited to be here. We have a really special episode today. We have someone special in the house. Her name is Miriam, and she is the founder, CEO, and creative director of Brunette the Label, which we know you guys have heard so much about, especially this past week. And we'll get to that a little bit more in today's episode. But hi, Miriam. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
We're so excited to have you. This is so fun. And if you guys have obviously listening, you guys know we have to start our episodes with sabotage of the week, of course.
Of course.
And of course, we can't start an episode without sabotage of the week. So Miriam, we're going to give you the floor and we're going to let you start it off.
Like, wow.
And tell us about
where to begin.
I know, right?
Okay. What would be my sabotage of the week so far? Well, there's a few, but I would say, one on like a work level, there's an international shipping crisis in the world right now for anything coming from any other part of the world. So I have had to spend like 12 to 14 hours a day figuring out an entire fall collection because it's all about like 40 to 60 days late. So if you look behind me, there's like, the sticky, they took the stickies off for the video. There's like stickies. I'm like trying to figure out dates and how to get things here. So between that and maybe like I went for a dog walk last night and my legs were so tired from just being – I'm 7.5 months pregnant that I almost couldn't walk up the stairs. So I feel like it's kind of a combination.
That is sabotage.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Those are two.
Sabotage is going to be little and big, and I feel like you've hit all of them. So yeah. That's amazing.
But that was like probably 2% of the last 7 days. So it's kind of funny.
Well, you're killing
love
it,
to hear
considering,
it.
Considering
well,
everything,
you.
You're killing it.
Thank you. Actually, I have to tell you my real one. I cried in my car. I actually went in my car and cried about the shipping, and all my team were like, they sent me memes about it. It was really funny, and I cried for like 10 minutes. I came back, and then we dealt with it.
Aww. I actually love that. You know what? That's a really good system. People always say you have to let your cry out, get a good cry in, and then come up with a plan.
That's exactly what it was. I was like, I don't know what to do here. I'm just going to be right back. I just got in my car. I cried and I came back. I was like, okay, what are we going to do?
I'm ready.
Yeah, that's the most real thing ever. I agree. Crying, honestly, is the best therapy. I love a good cry.
Yeah, you have to sometimes.
Yeah,
I feel like I haven't done it in a while, but I'm thinking that maybe I should soon.
You need to sometimes. Like, you need to get it out.
Yeah, really, I'm due for it.
Yeah, I love that for you.
I wish I thought of my cry first.
Okay. What?
I wish I thought of my cry first. That was the most sabotage of them all.
I love it. Soph, what about you? What was your sabotage of the week?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I wasn't really prepared to give my sabotage of the week. But I'm thinking of something that actually happened to me yesterday. I was eating my lunch. And I've been making these like spanakopita wraps, spanakopita wraps. And you just get them from Whole Foods. And then I put them in my air fryer. Mm. And then I eat it with like tzatziki and like whatever, cucumbers and feta. And I had just done like all my laundry Sunday. Yesterday was Monday. And I was like, okay, I'm going to like take a lunch break. I'm going to watch Real Housewives in bed. And I'm going to eat my wrap. And I get the spinach and the feta like all over my white sheets. I just cleaned my white sheets and there's like a literal green spinach stain. So then I had to like, set my lunch down, go to like strip my whole bedding, get like my stain remover. And then I ate like,
so annoying.
I ate like 2 hours later because I was like so annoyed.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's pretty sabotage.
Yeah, that was my sabotage moment.
Wait, they weren't your new sheets though?
No,
so
they haven't arrived
new ones.
Yet.
Okay, good. Because I know you have new sheets on the way and I was like, shoot, if they were the new ones, that would be really sabotage.
Yeah, no, honestly, they were like the ones that I got when like we first moved in, just like plain white sheets. So honestly, it's fine. Like I don't really need to worry about those, but just annoying.
Well, then you have to strip the bed and make it. It's the making.
I hate making the bed by myself.
Sophie, Sophie, try living alone. I have to make my bed every time by myself. It's so hard.
I know, actually. I know, Emma, you're good at it. You're good at it.
When I came back from Vancouver, Josh still was traveling, and I had to change the sheets myself. And I actually thought of you, Emma. I was like, okay, I'm a home alone for the first time. Like, this is what Emma does every week. She changes it alone. It's a workout.
So
but you're actually good at it. Like, I've fully watched you or I've helped you, but like, you can put that duvet into the cover so well by yourself. And I don't know.
I've nailed it by myself. Corners. I have like a routine. It's the thing. Yeah. The you corners. Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah, exactly. Nitz, what about you? What's your sabotage?
My sabotage of the week. Well, I kind of have two. One is very similar to Miriam. I had a good cry. I'm like every day this week. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Just wedding related stress, wedding related sabotage. But the actual sabotage of the week is the weather here in Toronto. Vancouver was so nice and sunny. It is so gloomy here all the time. Oh. The forecast says rain like every day.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's actually the worst. It's the worst, if I could only show you right now. And our pool finally opened in our building. So Josh and I have been trying to get ourselves like on the list. And it's like all so complicated. You can only go 3 times a week. You have to go for an hour and a half. Like so many COVID protocols that make no sense. So it's a really like you kind of roll the dice on what kind of weather you're going to get for what day and what time you're by the pool. And I haven't been very lucky. And every time I go, it's like I'm really trying to like enjoy summer. You see everyone at the pool like pretending they're like soaking in the sun and like going for a swim. Meanwhile, they're all cold. But like we're really trying to have a summer here. So that's been sabotage. But, you know, it is what it is. So.
Just imagine you're in the tropics.
Yeah.
Just imagine it.
Just close my eyes.
I just feel like one of those things that it's like – you wanted to just one thing to go well because you're not really – well, you got to travel a little bit, but you're not really able to go away or like – I'm just – I'm like, I want it to be fall because like summer, you can't really do much.
Yeah, no, totally. I know. What was yours, Emma?
Okay, well, mine was kind of 2-in-1 as well. So I got home from my trip and I ended up catching a little head cold. So I've been kind of horizontal for 2.5 days. I've been lying in bed for 2.5 days watching New Girl. You know what? That's not even the sabotage. It was kind of amazing. I'm going to be honest. It was a nice little relaxation 2 days. However, the main sabotage part was since I was sick, I was obviously like tossing and turning. You know, you can't really properly sleep all night, you know. The vibes. You can probably set here to my voice too. I sound a little nasally, but my car got broken into. So basically PFG was broken into. I can't
after
confirm.
It got wrapped.
So after it got wrapped. So but basically the roof's off. So it's like, buddy, like what are you trying to do? Like you can literally hop inside. Why are you like what's going on? It's like it's literally fully open. There's nothing valuable in it. But it's just anyway, so at like 4 a.m. a few nights ago, my alarm, like an alarm car alarm was going off in the middle of the night. And I was like, wait, I had like an intuition. I was like, wait, that sounds like the Jeep. And you know when you just like know it's your car.
You just
I was like, that's my car. I know it's my car. So I go to my window because I can see my car from my window. And yeah, it was the Jeep. It was like blinking off and on. It was like 4 a.m. I was like, shit, okay, I'm just gonna like unlock it, whatever. Good, gone. The guy left. I don't know what it was. I honestly don't know what happened, but clearly someone tried to like break in. Anyways, the next morning, I clearly didn't go down that night because I was too tired. But the next morning I went to go check on her and things were like rummaged through, but nothing was stolen because there was nothing valuable in it. So anyways, that was kind of just my sabotage because it was like, okay, someone was in my car and I don't know who.
Yeah,
it's honestly more sabotage for whoever did it.
Yeah, it's kind of like violating. It's like, okay, like I feel kind of violated, but at the same time, nothing happened. So I'm hashtag blessed.
I actually am like never lock anything. I'm like one of those people. I didn't grow up with a house that got locked. So I like never lock my car.
Yes.
I probably shouldn't admit this, but I never lock my house. I'm like, my husband's always like, can you lock the door, please?
Yes.
And I'm staying by myself right now. My sister came to help me walk my dog this morning because my feet are sore from being pregnant. She's like, you didn't lock the door last night? I'm like by myself. And like,
oh my God.
My car door was wide open with car, my house, my computer was in my car.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Well, don't tell us that because you'll come home from work one day and we'll be in your backyard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I told you that's where you guys next time need to do shoot there.
Oh my God.
I know.
Don't even backyard's beautiful.
It's cool,
here's the thing, Miriam. Here's the thing. something to know about us as Sabotage is if you offer something to us, you usually regret it because we usually
take I promise you, I will not regret it. It'd be so fun. Honestly, anytime. Come for a dip.
Oh,
anytime.
Well, just tell us when and where.
Okay, it's funny. You guys are talking about sabotage. And as you were like, yeah, I dropped spinach in my car. I was like, right, my cat peed in my bed. I was like, there has been the craziest things. Oh, my cat had surgery last week and then just like peed in our bed. Like we're to have that backyard. They're doing mass construction. I was like, just kind of everything that could go wrong. I was like, wow, humans are really resilient to only like you forget like one thing to go wrong. And then you're just kind of like, yeah, you just sort of carry on. But yeah, I would love to have you guys over in the backyard.
Oh,
that would be so fun.
Okay, you guys. So now moving on to our fashion trend of the week. I think it's only appropriate that we talk about our Stunning Queen sweatsuits that we have designed with Brunette the Label. I feel like these are the fashion trend of the summer. Just the sweat short with the crew neck design. Just sweatsuits in general, I feel like have been like our holy grail over the past few years. Like I'm never not in a sweatsuit of some sort, but I need to I just glitched there. but I need to know from you guys, are you guys gonna be wearing your sweat shorts into the fall? Like are we gonna be styling, because I know that last fall we were styling sweat shorts with those like rubber boots and stuff.
Yes.
And it was so cool. It was so trendy with like the white rubber boots. And I want to know if you guys are going to be doing that trend again for this season.
Wait, that's so full circle. I just realized the outfit Sophie, me and you shot in Stanley Park, I was wearing Brunette the Label, I think.
Oh, yeah. The brown one.
I know exactly which one.
I think I was. Super cute. But anyways.
See, it was because that was meant to be.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
I honestly think that it's still going to be trendy. Like, I think that sweatshorts and boots are still going to be cool. I still love the boots that we all have. Miriam, do you have like the, they're all like, there's a bunch
they're
of
They're like the
brands,
Gia ones, right?
Yes,
like, I don't have them. I almost bought them last year, but then I bought a lot of the short versions and I didn't get the tall ones. So maybe I'll have to get them to style with this outfit.
Yes, I think you do. So because cute. I honestly think they're really cool still. They're going to be really cool.
Oh, me too. And I love them too with like a legging or like a jean, like just with the top on its own.
I'm so excited for fall fashion. Like I feel like I'm already over summer fashion. I'm ready to like –
Don't say that.
I just like – I feel like I get more excited about fall fashion because there's like more to work with. Whereas summer it's like
– layering.
It's like a tank top and jeans or like just a dress and
– But you know what? To spice up summer, I have been – well, obviously, I've been wearing our sweatsuits, like, nonstop since legit the second we picked them up from the Brunette offices, which is kind of sabotage. I haven't worn anything else. But I think the sweat short is actually so good for the summer, too, because for the next 2 months, while it's still hot out and you're going to the beach, you throw this on and you go to the beach, you go to, like, a movie, whatever you're doing. It's just, like, the perfect outfit, and it's so comfortable. So I have to disagree. So if I'm still so here for the summer content. Well, I haven't had summer yet, right? Because I live in Toronto. So I'm
Not here yet. And you've been indoors.
Yes. Yeah, I think these are really good transitional pieces, though. Like, you can wear these into fall, and then even, like, the mix match, like, even with your gray set, like, not the shorts, the jogger, like, you're going to wear that all through winter, and I agree. I'm kind of on the same page as you. I'm like, bring on fall, but I feel like for somebody who owns a sweatsuit company, I'm like, always just wait for fall. I'm like, my whole life just revolves around the fall, but we're getting all of our fall samples, and it's just, like, that's what I want to be wearing.
Totally.
It's, like, all I want to wear.
Yeah.
I feel like you know what you guys have coming up, which is why you're just so excited. But I guess with that said, speaking of Brunette the Label, we want to hear the elevator pitch of what Brunette the Label is. And with that too, your story of how this all came to be. Because we know for a lot of founders and CEOs and creative directors, it kind of just happens. But some people know and just like always have this vision of running their own brand. So what is your story?
Okay, so let me just condense it. It can be a little bit long, but I would say Brunette the Label is a clothing brand for all people. It was my biggest goal to create something that made everybody feel included. And one of the things I sometimes dislike about the fashion industry is how exclusive it can be. And it really like leaves out you know, if you're not really into fashion, but you want something cute to wear, I wanted to create a brand that was for everybody. So for somebody like myself who absolutely loves fashion, or you guys who are like totally into fashion, but also for somebody who just like wants to feel good and what they put on, that was really one of my biggest goals. And so I didn't actually necessarily think Brunette, the label, was going to be like a sweatshirt company. It kind of evolved and sort of stayed that way. But we're actually moving into knits and jackets and outerwear and stuff for this season. So, but really when I'm kind of creating a collection or creating graphics, when I first started Brunette, like there wasn't even graphic sweatshirt companies. It wasn't like a thing at all. And so really my biggest goal when I'm putting together anything is that it could work for all kinds of people. And that's always been my biggest goal.
Yeah, but, and that totally goes with the babe supporting babes, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we love, you know, that about your brand.
Thank you. And, you know, I would say we're kind of like a movement based around a clothing brand. So really my goal is to create like an inclusive group around Brunette the label. So the babe supporting babes, like that statement didn't exist before I started Brunette. That's one. I remember the first time I said it, we're making graphic sweatshirts. And I said to Ryan, I was like, babe supporting babes. And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, no, because I'll tell you a little bit about my story and then the babe supporting babes things will make a little bit more sense too.
Yeah.
And then we created our own definition of a babe that was about what kind of person you are and how about like uplifting others and focusing your personal energy on growing what's good in the world instead of being about what you look like. Or I just think it was really important to me, and it's something that's like really true in my heart. It's the babe supporting babes statement, and lifestyle it's a lifestyle in my opinion. And it's one that is like genuinely like extremely authentic and important to me. It's like, even when we started working together, it's like, you know, we didn't know each other, but I was like, you know, my biggest goal is to be able to create something that you guys can succeed with. And that's like really what I believe like entrepreneurship is, at least for me, is working together with other people to grow together. And so I would say that's what Brunette the label is to me.
I can attest that we felt that, because like the girls shared, if you guys follow us on That's So Sabotage, you probably have seen us kind of talk about this, or this week we shared the process of us coming out with merch, and it was such a journey that really when we all had the conversation with you guys, it just felt right. It was such a good fit. We all had the best feeling, and everything you're saying like came across in that conversation.
That's really
so
good.
We can attest
Thank
to
you.
That.
I appreciate that.
And it was
that.
Really cool that you guys are mostly women as well. And we're obviously all women. So it was really cool that we were literally
babes. Well, like you guys are
babes.
Babe supporting babes. Like what you're doing. And obviously I sort of like, I'm following you guys, and it's even the things that you're doing together. I'm like, you're like hot girl walks. And like, I feel like it's really inspiring. I'm like, you know, I don't think there's a lot of people doing what you guys are doing and doing it together. And sort of that's where I feel like the alignment like really hit. I was like, wow. Like, I'm like, I want to go on a hot girl walk. I like put my music on. I'm like, you know, I
think it's just like,
yeah, hot mom walk. Exactly. And just like feeling good. I think that's what you guys are clearly all about. But I agree, when we had our conversation, and this industry can be hardcore. Like it can be pretty cutthroat when I first started. So basically I'll give you like I'll try to keep it short because there's a bit of a long story, but it's funny. There's a picture on my wall that I drew, or my mom's fridge that I drew when I was probably like 4 or 5. And it said, when I grow up, I want to be a toy store manager. And I was like, who wants to be a manager, first of all? So I guess like in a sense, it was kind of from the beginning, but I wouldn't have known that. I actually grew up being a competitive equestrian. That's what I thought I was going to do for my job. I always loved fashion. I remember saying to my sister, like, we should open a store and call it Mirso, if her name is Sophie. And and I just always kind of knew that that's something that I wanted to do, but I was focusing on my sport and kind of did that till I was about 20, and then realized that wasn't what I was going to do for a living. But it's funny. I went to Handsworth in North Van, and I saw a girl walking down the street the other day wearing, like, it said Royals Chicks, like, 2020, I think. And I realized my friends and I created this like football, it was like a girls kind of like football t-shirt that is still happening. And I graduated a long time ago and it's still happening. So I was like, clearly that was sort of the beginning of the manifestation. And I'm like a very big believer in manifesting. And so I feel like that was sort of the beginning of growing into something. So anyways, I ended up going to business. I quit riding. I was like, this isn't what I want to do. I just wasn't in love with it anymore. And I really had no idea what I was going to do. I was a bit of a late bloomer. I started later. And then I ended up going to business school. and went and did sales and marketing and really wanted to get into fashion. But all my teachers really like pushed me against doing it. They just, but I like knew in my heart, I was like, this is what I want to do. And so I just did what I could while I was in school. I did fit modeling. And that's when I really was like, okay, I love the business of fashion, because I would go into these appointments and I would be like trying on the clothes, but I would hear the reps like talking to the buyers and being like, you should buy this and buy that. And I'm like, well, what about who shops in the store? Like, where is it? Like, how do you know what sizes they need? And I just like could tell like my brain, I was like, oh, I love the business of fashion mm-hmm. and working together. And so when I graduated school, I went and applied at this. It was super random at a showroom, and I got hired. And I got super. I'm a very big believer that if you work really hard, you get carried on the path you're supposed to go on. And so the woman that managed the brand that I got hired to do used to teach me horseback riding when I was little.
Wow.
So weird.
So full circle.
Hired for it. It wasn't. And so she really had a vested interest in my growth. And the people that I worked for were wonderful people. And I worked there for about 5 years. But while I was there, he really let me do my own thing. And I always kind of, I guess I had an entrepreneur kind of part of me. I always wanted to do something on my own. So I started writing. I had a column called Miriam's Must Haves.
Oh my God.
It's very cute.
Let me go Google it.
Yeah, you probably won't find it. It was a long time ago. I was like this. My phone. It's really so funny. Cute. I did styling. It actually wasn't one of my biggest strengths. I can style myself and do collections, but styling for newspapers and magazines wasn't for me. I started a pashmina company, which actually ultimately paid for me to start Brunette. So I would, I in the fashion industry can be quite low paying at the beginning, and I didn't really have a backup, and I was like not making any money. I was kind of working for free. And so I started with my friend. We would buy pashminas, one of my best friends. And we would like repackage them and we'd sell them to like businesses to like help save money to start my business.
Wow. That's so interesting.
All of this on the side. And then about 5 years in, and my boss let me do it, which was really cool. And I think now this is sort of the beginning of where Babe Sporting Babes kind of clicked in is I remember going to him and being like, I would love to like buy into your business, but I just feel like I've hit max growth. I grew the brands that I was working with to like a pretty high level. I had to work, like I was working at a nightclub like 4 days a week, working there 5 days a week. I'd have like naps in the closet. I was just like so fried. And I just was like, I need to start my own thing. And he didn't want a partner, which was a blessing. But what he did do, my old boss, is let me start my business and his for 6 months while I trained my replacement. And I feel like for me, that was like a very big beginning of being like, this person like really wants what's best for me. And it's really not about them at all. But like, I believe so much, you get what you give. Like,
wow.
I believe that whatever you throw out, you get back, good or bad. And, you know, sometimes obviously life can be hard on people. And so you can't throw everything good out all the time. But I really believe that in particular in business. Like, I think the kind of growth and success, it's even that word's so weird for me. I had the hardest time ever saying it, of the brand, has been because it's really genuine. And so anyways, he let me do that. I started Brunette Showroom, which was the first business that I started in 2009. I started it with, my dad loaned me $5,000. That was the only money I ever borrowed until 2017. Wow. And it was such a grind. I rented a tiny corner of a space in the building that we're in right now and just went to Las Vegas to a trade show, found a couple brands that I thought would be like, one of my biggest strengths is actually like picking styles that sell. Into different markets. And so I knew people would believe me and trust me because I never sold something that I didn't think was good. I just never would. That's not who I am. And so I started with these no-name brands. I'd get in my car, I'd drive around, I'd sell the pashminas on the side, and I would literally drive across Canada or Western Canada at that time selling to retail stores. And wow. So that kind of evolved for about 4 years. So I started 2009, 2014, I started Brunette the label. And so in 2013, I started to be like, I got some bigger brands. I started working with this company called Desigual. It's from Spain. And I remember going to their sales. I'd go to Europe like 4 times a year and I'd go to their sales meetings. And they were just so cool. I was just like, they did it exactly how they wanted to do it. It was like their tagline was like fun and profit. Like they wanted you to like dance on the bar at their sales meetings and like party. I mean, that's not really what, like I was a little bit more wild then, so I was into it. but I just was like, you can really do whatever you want to do. Like I was like, you don't have to do a business exactly what you think, the way that you think you should, which you guys are doing. You're doing it exactly how you want to do it. And I remember being like, I'm going to start. It's time now. Like, it's time for me to start my own brand. But it happened super organically, really naturally. I wanted to start hosting media events. Nobody was really doing that as show, like a wholesale showroom at the time. So we hosted these like media events. We invited like magazines, newspapers. At that time, actually, the like influencer industry wasn't super like big yet. So it was more just traditional media. And we made these like gift bags. And Ryan, who you guys have met, who is our creative director, our art director, he spray painted these backpacks that said "Brunette is the new black." And that was sort of our tag.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Tagline for the media event. And then I was like, this is really cool. And then we made a sweatshirt that said "Brunette is the new black" on it. And I wore it to a trade show in Las Vegas. And one of my retailers was like, that's really cool. I probably could totally sell that. And it was like on a Walmart sweatshirt. It wasn't like anything. It was just like to promote my business. And I was like, So we made 12 and sold them. And then we made 24 and we sold them and literally grew the brand from there.
That's so crazy.
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, it's really cool that you say all this and we kind of get to hear like the behind the scenes. Because I remember probably in like 2013, 2014, maybe like in high school anyways, I remember I was working in retail at the time and I worked at Plenty. I
don't know. Oh, that was the retailer that I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I worked there and I remember we got them in, all the Brunette, the label stuff. And I remember being like, I need the Brunette one because I'm obviously Brunette. So I was like, oh my God. And I remember like my paycheck, I saved the money on my paycheck that week or like whatever. And I remember buying one for my mom and for me. And it was like such a big deal that we got Brunette sweaters. And like, that's why this
I wonder if that was the beginning of this. Like, like really do believe that. Like all the collaborations we've ever done, like, you know, I'll tell you a couple cool stories while we go through, but I bet that was sort of the beginning of the like connection.
We definitely, all three of us, believe in manifestation, so totally here
and my story is kind of similar to Emma's as well, like with working at Swank too. Like I was fully there, like in the store when we got the shipment in, and it was like, oh, what's this? And it's like Mel and Jana just being like, oh, this is this really cool new brand we picked up. Like, you're going to die when you see them, and just like falling in love with the pieces. So yeah, it's definitely a very full circle
that
moment.
That is really cool. Like, it's
I love that we all have a memory. Like, we all have a memory. Mine isn't like working at retail, but I remember when I first saw the Brunette and even like blonde sweatshirts, I was like, well, I'm ombre. So which one do I go for? Like, am I a Brunette? Or do I not wear the Brunette sweatshirt? Like, I just didn't know.
What did you do?
I actually bought the Brunette. So I had the Brunette sweatshirt.
Wait, Nance, I remember, you having that sweater. I remember when I met you, you had that sweater. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Thornhill when I came to your house for the first time.
It's one of those – it's kind of like our merch right now. It's like one of those sweaters that you just live in every day and like really, really like wear it out.
Oh, that's my biggest goal of the brand, is for you to buy it and you like never get rid of it, because the quality is obviously one of the most important things. But like, it's to create something that's like really comfortable, which I think you got – well, we just did this, but also that it like means something. I remember during COVID, people would call me. I'd get these like really cool DMs and they'd be like, you know, it's crazy. And this was at the beginning of COVID. They were like, I wear it because it's comfortable, but I actually wear it because it makes me feel comfortable, because it's like positive in like a dark time. And that was the biggest compliment I feel like I've ever received, is just that they're like, when I'm having a bad day, the first thing I grab is that. And I think like that's what you're going to have for this, for your guys' collaboration. Yeah.
Honestly, we're already doing that. All three of us wear it literally every single day. Like,
it's so comfortable. Why would you put on anything else?
Totally. Well, and we're repping Stunning Queen. Like, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's true.
My biggest fear, though, is like spilling food on it, or like a stain or something.
I know. We don't want to sewer them. Bringing this now to more of a personal level. I know we talked about the business and we got to learn all about that side, but we want to hear from you on a personal level. So you're obviously, like you mentioned, a mommy to be, which is very exciting. And
Thank you. You're
looking amazing. Every time we see you, we're like, why is she literally glowing?
Well, that's the nicest thing I've ever heard. I think it's the lack of wine.
you're like the most beautiful pregnant girl ever.
Well, that is really nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. But here's the question. What are you most excited about becoming a mom?
Oh, gosh. I think I never thought that I was – well, I didn't know that I wanted to be a mom. I really was focused on business. And so I think – so about 35, I was like – do I want to be a mom? Like, I honestly don't know. Do I want to be a mom because I think I do? I love animals. So, like, I'm really – like, I get a lot of love. Like, I have, you know, horses and dog and cat. Like, and I get a lot of love. And I just was like, I don't know. Is this for me? And then as I got older, I was like, you know what? I actually do really want to be a mom. And then we couldn't get pregnant. And it took a really long time to get pregnant. Like, I think, like, almost 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And – yeah. And then I actually,
You never know. You hear all these stories. Like, some people can get pregnant like that. And then some people, it takes time. So you really don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. You don't. And then I found out later I had an injury from riding that caused like one side of my ovaries to not work. So we actually had to do IVF and I got one egg and this is the baby. So it's just like,
I just got chills.
Yeah.
It's
a miracle to be honest. And yeah, it's great. So I think what I'm you know, obviously it's been a little bit, I'm at a place now where I'm starting to get uncomfortable. My feet hurt. And like, but I think I'm the most like excited that I get to like add this like beautiful thing to my life that I didn't know that was going to be possible. And honestly, I can't wait to be a mom now, but it wouldn't have been time for me any day earlier. So it's like, I believe so much in like your journey and, you know, this is the way it was supposed to work for us. And had a lot of like really beautiful kind of like, I'm not religious, but I am a spiritual person. And I feel like I had a lot of help and there was like a lot of beautiful signs along the way. And so I think I'm just the most, I like cannot wait to like, just be like a mom finally. Aww, and like, I didn't feel like that. You're like, I'm like,
I'm so
like, give
excited
love
for you.
To this little person. Thank Aww. You.
Do you know, do you know the gender?
I do. When is this going out?
This is going to be coming out by either Friday or Monday.
Okay, well, I'll tell you guys when I'm not telling anyone outside of my friend group, so I'll tell you when we hang up.
Okay. Top secret information.
Yeah, I do. So, yeah, I think it's just like to have the family. Like, I feel like I'm finally at a place right now where I just cannot wait to like give love and like, you know, help build confidence and like, you know, give this person like a happy, beautiful life. And I don't think I would have been ready to do that any sooner. And like, I just literally cannot wait to like, touch
things. It's so interesting how timing works, you know?
Gender, I'm like, touch, timing is really interesting. And yeah, it's just, you know, people talk a lot about it. And obviously, like, you know, I'm 40 and it did take a long time, but I just know that this was the journey for me and it was like exactly what it was supposed to be. And so I'm just like so grateful.
That's amazing.
Well, we're so happy for you.
Just to say, you do not look a day under like 28. So
no,
I literally love you.
I'm like, do you get Botox? I need to know. Do you
There's
get Botox?
Nothing in my face.
Why?
But I have had it 3 times. I had it here in a wrinkle that it actually so crazy. It went away after I got it once. But no, nothing right now. But I do get really good facials.
Amazing. Where do you go?
We need to know all the tea.
That's so funny. I have never heard that before. It's nuts. And my husband is actually part of a new company coming out called Tea. And he's like, spill the tea. I'm like, what? Spill the tea. He's like, go ask people, to other people. They'll know.
Oh,
and I was
God,
like,
that's
I've
amazing.
Never heard of that. And
the fact the tea. That he
anyways, yeah, I use a lot of biologic products. I really appreciate it. I do think it's a lot to do with not drinking. Like, I didn't really look like this before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll send you a photo.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I love that.
When I was like on an airplane every week and like drinking martinis and wine, like, I definitely looked days over 28.
Okay, so noted.
But I appreciate that. But I'll send you guys some of my favorite products. There's a girl in Vancouver that does insane facials, and I think she's changed my skin. I did get a fractal. I think honestly, all the things that made my skin completely different, because I had a lot of sun damage. Was a Fraxel.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
But you guys are making me feel really good. I'm like, you're the three most beautiful girls saying that. I'm like, whoa.
That's why we're here.
You're the leader of our fan club.
Literally,
it's
though.
Mutual. I'm also your fan club.
We leave the show and we're like, Miriam's so cool. Like, I want to be like her when we're older.
Yeah, we're like, when we grow up, we want to be Miriam.
Well, there you go. I'm doing hot girl walks and you guys, that's so sweet. Honestly, it really
means
that. Well, the feeling is honestly totally mutual. I like talk about you guys all the time. I'm like, I just feel like I'm so grateful to have met you. It's so fun. And like, also like really.
We so agree.
Yeah, it's really, I'm like, you need to come back, Nit, so we can like go out and like right after this baby's out of my body.
I know.
Yes.
Well, to be honest, when we first left and we like the brunette offices and we all met IRL all together for the first time, you made a comment like, oh, we should get dinner. And we all go on the car. We're like, we really want to.
Well, okay. I was thinking that, but I'm like, I don't want to be that old girl. It's like, hey, you guys want to go for dinner?
No,
we'll definitely do it.
We're like, we need to go for cocktails. Okay. Well, we'll have to celebrate. Well, honestly, we need this. Is a really, really okay.
Oh, that's, we will so have sweet, a good night.
Thank you. Honestly, it's weird. Aging is an interesting thing. I still feel the exact same as I did when I was like 27, 28. You don't change. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're like, but I feel like you'll do it too. And it's funny. It makes you feel different about your parents because you're like, whoa, they're just like me. They just got older. Like, you think they know everything. And then you're just like, I'm going to be a mom and I don't have a clue. So, like, it's wild. Aw, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Okay, so moving on to the next question. We want to know what the best piece of advice you've ever received is. It could be through your business. It could be during your pregnancy. Okay. Anything that's really stuck throughout the past couple months or years.
You know, it's funny. That's always a really hard question for me. And I write them down later because I know I get this like amazing advice. But I think it's always like, you are what you say you're going to do. So my dad used to say it to me. I used to like, if I lied to him when I was young or anything, he's like, people, like, you kind of show them who you are the first time and then they believe you. So if you're dishonest with somebody, they're never going to trust you. If you tell somebody you're going to show up and do something and you don't, it's like you do what you say you're going to do. And I think that was one of the things that's really sticks with me. And that's really stuck with me is just like following through on your word, like doing what you say. I remember if I borrowed, like, be young and be like $4 or $5 from my dad and not pay him back when I said he was going, he was like, that isn't what you said you were going to do. And I think that I've taken that into my like adult life and like always showing up when I said I'm going to show up. And then probably more like self-care stuff as I've gotten older. Like, it's okay to say no. I'm a yes person by nature. And advice that I take from my own advice is you have to listen to your instinct. Like, you know. And it's, you know, just about anything that you need to know, you kind of know in your heart, and just making sure that you listen to that. But I'd say business advice that's kind of personal business is, following through on your word and, like, you do what you say you're going to do.
I love that. Those are great pieces of advice. And we're definitely going to use those and move forward. We love that.
We start quoting this in interviews.
Yeah. We literally trust everything you say. We're like, okay, if Miriam does it, like, we'll do it.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Well, honestly, if you guys ever have any, like, that's something I wanted to actually tell you, because I know when I started this business, honestly, people were pretty ruthless, which is
we've met some people like that for
ruthless.
Sure.
And I remember this girl had a showroom in our building, and I had used my last $200 to like fly to Vegas. I don't even know how to fly from home. I think my friend had to pay for me. And I got there, got this brand that I'd been trying to get. I got home, and this girl like called the brand manager, was like, you need to give it to me. I'm way more experienced. I know what I'm doing. She's too young. Do you know how old she is? Like, all this stuff. And I remember it broke my heart. And then being like, but if I respond like her, then I'm going to be like her. So I can't. Well, I just have to like keep doing my thing. Right. And the brand manager at the time was like, do you know how old I am? We're the same age. Don't call that. Like, she stood up for me. And it was like such an amazing experience, because I was like, I wouldn't have wanted to work with the brand if they had given it away to somebody who would have done something like that. But the girl that did it actually, I remember being like devastated. And my boyfriend at the time was pretty like, he's pretty ruthless in general. And he was like, you need to say something. And I was like, but that's like not who I am. This would probably be another like piece of business advice. And I was like, if I do that, it's not my it will be bad karma. That's like, that's not my karma, because that's not who I am. And I'll get some learning lesson down the road that's gonna like fix that, and it's gonna like ruin my kind of like journey. But I didn't have a lot of people to go to. And I honestly feel like when we start working together, it's something I wanted to like show you more like what kind of person I was. But if you ever need help with like, what about this contract? Like, does this seem right? Or I don't know, this isn't working and I feel like this company is like not doing the right thing. Like, I'm so open and like here if you guys need help.
That's really nice to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure. I'm like, just so you know, we know that Emma has your cell phone number. So.
Yeah.
I was like, I made a joke. I was like, are you guys jealous? I'm texting Miriam. I'm texting my BFF. Amazing.
Well, we send a group chat.
Yeah, I know. We are definitely making. I'll make one after this. After we get off the Zoom.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. We need to know. Speaking of like how young you're looking and how glowing you are, we need to know, what is your quick morning routine? Like what? Like in
it's
a couple
really quick
sentences. What's your morning routine? It is. Oh my god. Shook.
Oh yeah. Jealous. I mostly don't. Mostly, I think my skin's better because I mostly haven't been wearing makeup.
Okay.
That's other than obviously today, because clearly I am. But I wake up. I have started trying to do a bit more of a routine and giving myself a little bit of time, because I used to literally wake up, have a shower, sprint out the door, and be at work without like doing anything. And so now I wake up. I try to sit at least for like 15, 20 minutes before I go on my cell phone. I keep my cell phone in a different room when I'm sleeping, and I literally try to give myself 15, 20 minutes before I go online, because if not, I find I get a bit anxious. Like, it's like so much to do all the time. So I just really give myself – I have a shower. I use a lot of Biologique products. So I'll do like a wash. I do like oils and creams. Like there's like 5 to 10 layers of things going on my face. And then I check my schedule for the day. I used to never eat breakfast, but – being pregnant, I have to. So I'll like make something quickly to go. Honestly, I can get ready and out of the house in like 15, 20 minutes if I want to.
That's iconic.
We love that.
But I've like, you will never find me without lip gloss or mascara. That's like the must.
Okay. Oh, those are the must haves. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And to follow up on that, what's the rest of your day typically like? Because I know, or you know what I mean? No day is ever the same. Not for us. We're assuming not for you as well. But what is a typical day running Brunette like?
Oh my gosh, it's so different every day. Definitely as the team's grown, I think a lot of my day is spent kind of like managing, sort of like answering kind of higher level questions. We've now kind of have managers and departments. So I get to work usually around 8:30, between 8:30 and 9. I'll kind of check my emails for the first 10 minutes. And then mostly, honestly, it's like, hey, do you have a minute? Hey, do you have a minute? It's like answering questions. And then we were like yesterday, for example, we received like a huge package of like knit samples. I have a designer. One of my designers is based out of Australia. So I have to kind of work a little bit later in the day with her because obviously the time difference. So, you know, we received like 2 batches of fall samples. I would go through and do fittings for all the new pieces, making sure everything looks good, like hiring kind of HR type stuff, making sure that we have enough accounts receivable. I also still do sales. So I do like our major account sales. I'll work with the girls kind of making sure that the sales team, that making sure that, you know, our customers are getting connected to. I'll like I deal with a lot of like issues. Like it's kind of like, you know, I have to deal. There's a lot of moving parts right now with this business. We have direct to consumer, we have wholesale. I do the design. I'm still the kind of like lead in design. I probably have a couple design meetings a day. What else do we do? We had a marketing meeting on Friday, for example. So I spent 4 hours going through our entire marketing plan for Friday, for fall. We did that on Friday. And then, yeah, it's really kind of like my biggest struggle is sort of like managing my day. I really am trying to like, I give really good advice of like how to structure your day. I struggle with it a lot just because I feel like I'm a yes person, like I said, so I'll always be available, which sometimes throws my own work into like a bit of a struggle. I always write a lot of lists to make sure that I can do it. But yeah,
We really love lists. Yeah. We're all very visual people. And even if it's like, I know Nitz is very like Google Calendar. She loves her calendar and everything. But me and Sophie, at least, we're like, write it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's on digitally. Like,
oh, sister, I do both.
Yeah, yeah. We got to do
that.
If it's not written down on paper and can be scratched out, I can't get anything done.
It's so much more satisfying.
So I think we're all the same.
Yeah. Well, and I think when you write it down, you actually, it goes into your brain. Like most of the big collaborations, like I think you saw, we did a collaboration with Juicy a couple years ago, and I literally wrote it down on a piece of paper and was like, we need to collaborate with Juicy 2 days before that guy walked in our trade show booth.
Wow.
Like just weird.
The world works in funny ways.
I know. Crazy. But yeah, the day is, like, I deal with all the purchase orders. I'm also like I just hired my first, like I have a CFO now, but up until 2 months ago, I did all the financials, all the accounting, all the projections.
You're a woman of all trades. Wow.
Yeah.
Really? It must now, be a lot.
It is a lot. Hence crying in my car. Like that was like no joke, but, I have such a good team. Honestly, our team is like everybody here. So I always hire for people for values and train versus hiring people with experience usually, because you can't really do, you can't change that about somebody. Like, I don't want people that are like me. I want all different kinds of people, but your heart like has to, I'm like, do you like really want to be here? Do you like love the company? And I'd rather hire somebody less experienced, but the like really cares about what they're doing. And so almost everybody in the company has sort of created their roles here. Like when I first started, it was just me, and then me and Ryan, one other person. And then it kind of was like 10 people, and 11, 12, 13. And then I was like, make yourself be so like that I can't live without you. And that's how like you can create a role here. Cause I've never done this before. So I'm learning as I go, just like all of us are. So that's one thing for sure that has been different about Brunette. You know, we're not like this big company that started like that. Like it was like, oh, we need a purchase order or like a purchase manager. That's what I used to do, but I don't have time anymore. And somebody created a better system than I could. And that's kind of how it's grown.
I think that's really so funny. That was on your team too.
Sorry.
I think that really reflects on your team too. Like we've met your team and they're awesome. So
it's really like a family in here on it. And if you're not into it, it like doesn't work. Like it doesn't fit. But thank you. They were all so excited to have you here. And I know this is a really exciting time for this collaboration is really exciting for them too. So but yeah, it's a team. We're really fun. You should see our Christmas parties. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we can imagine.
You guys should just show up.
Can we come?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I fly into town.
Yeah. You know, it can be scary. I woke up one morning. Actually, it's probably so inappropriate. I was like, do a shot. You're Irish. What's wrong with you? Like,
you're the cool boss.
Or like crazy.
But speaking of teams, I know something we really wanted to ask you was all of us slowly are growing our own teams and in the future, the That's a Sabotage team. So how do you manage people and how do you know how to run a team? What's it been like for you? I know you kind of spoke right now about making people them developing their own job and really being so vital to the company that you keep them. But what would be your best tip for anyone looking to grow their team or really start?
I have a couple. So one is like relationships are mutual. So you have to care about somebody for them to care about you. And I think that's really important in leadership. But also making sure that you're very, I'm a middle child. And so by nature, I used to always be like, is it okay? Like really like kind of beat around the bush or not want to be like really direct, because that it wasn't my nature growing up. And honestly, it's a learned trait and one that have developed over time, but direct conversation. You can be soft, which I think is important. Like sometimes I think authority, when you're learning your authority, it can come across really harsh, which I think anybody just learns over time. But I think direct and unemotional. One of this is the most important way to communicate with your team. And like I fail at it sometimes too, but I'd say it's a strength I have is just making sure that like I'm very clear with what I want. I mean, sometimes I sound like Miranda Priestly from The Divorce. I'm like, you get this from this store and pick it up at here. Like it's crazy. Like I'll hear it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm Miranda Priestly. But I'm nicer. But being very direct and clear with what you want from your team members. So, you know, not being concerned and not being emotional. So like, hey, for next time, I'd really appreciate it if you did it this way, or maybe you and I could sit down together and figure out a better system for next time without it being like, hey, I'm just wondering, like, you know, there is a way, because when you do that, people can feel uncomfortable and then it becomes like they get offended. And I think like businesses, you know,
becomes personal
and it never should be. Right. Like it's, you know, everybody is mostly doing their best. And if you know they're not doing your best, then they shouldn't be working in your company.
Right.
And like,
that's really good advice. I think that's great advice.
Good. Yeah. So I'd say, direct as you possibly can, as impersonal as you possibly can, but make sure that the relation, like, you know, I'll know if somebody here is having like something, we're all very close. So, you know, that some people might say that's not a great way to run. Like I know if somebody's struggling with their boyfriend, or I can tell. I'm also really intuitive. So I can like, if I walk in the room and somebody's energy's off, like, I'm like, whoa, like I can feel it a million miles away. So we have a value system in the company, which are kind of like my expectations of, one of them is assume positive intent. So it's assuming that everybody else is doing their best to do what they can to do what's right. So like not being angry or not getting you know, it's like not getting offended or upset by somebody's behavior and just assuming that they're doing their best. And then you come in to try to like help the situation. That's like what our number one value system in the company. And just like how we make people feel is the most important thing is like the number two. So I'm like, I don't care if you're the buyer of Nordstrom or the buyer of the smallest boutique in the world. They should feel the exact same way if they buy one sweatshirt or 100,000 sweatshirts when they walk in this office. And my biggest goal is that when people walk out, they feel better. And so everyone in the company needs to be aligned. And I think while you guys grow your team, making sure that you're very clear on what your values are. Like, what do you want to create with That So Sabotage? Like, what is your goal? And what are the feelings that you want people to feel when they think of your company? And then you make sure that you're very aligned with that. And when you hire, you share those. So like the first thing I do is share those values. And I was like, these are my expectations. And it also helps people that work for you know how you would respond to something so that you don't have to micromanage. Because if like, if it's how we make people feel, like our customer service, we get emails like 10 times, so many emails being like, whoa, you know, if somebody doesn't want something, like, I'm going to take it back. I don't want you to have something you don't want. And not everybody, you know, will do that. And so, but for me, that's my, those are my values. So like the customer service team knows how to deal with things because that's how I would deal with things because I'm very clear on that. Mm-hmm. So as you build your team,
advice.
Yeah, build your team, be very, very clear on what you want it to mean. And then when you hire, share that and make sure you hire all different kinds of people with different ways of thinking as long as they're aligned with your like heart.
Love that.
Great advice.
Yeah, really good
that's
advice.
Amazing. Yeah.
Good.
And then, so I think now that we're kind of leaning towards the end of our episode, we need to talk about our Sabotage X or Sabotage by Brunette, the label collection that we've created, because we have our three sweatsuits and our short sweatsuit as well that we've come out with. And we're so excited about them. We know that everyone that has followed us over the past little while is so excited, and merch has been our top asked question.
So exciting.
For probably a few years now. And I know that we've been wanting to release merch for so long. So to really have it and us even just be wearing it right now is so
surreal.
Crazy.
It's so surreal. Yeah, it's crazy.
But
that will never go away for you. Like as long as you grow, the feeling doesn't ever go away. I'll see people coming to pick up online orders.
I'm glad. I don't want it to ever go away.
No. You guys have given me seeing how excited you are, though. It's like brings it back for me, like the beginning. I'm like, it's so exciting.
It's the thing. And it's like, that's us. Like, even just seeing like Sabotage on a sweatshirt, it's like, that's us. That's so crazy.
Your brand.
And I took a video the very first day we came into the showroom, and it was just kind of my hand like flowing through like all the sweatshirts on the clothing rack. And I was like, rewatching that the day we did our announcement, and I was like, wait, that's so cool. Like, that is so cool. But I feel like when you're actually in that moment, it's like, okay, I have to focus.
Yeah.
I have to focus. We're trying this stuff on. Like, we're meeting everyone for the first time in real life. And you don't really get to like sit there and like actually like think about
and take it.
Or like take it in. Yeah.
Yeah. I know the feet. I know exactly what you mean. Because you also get the hard stuff. Like when you're talking about being an entrepreneur, it's like with the great, you also get the tough stuff and the stressful stuff and like how we're going to do this. And, you know, they're instead of always just seeing the like one sparkly side, which is, but when you're able to still take those moments, like don't forget them, like write them down. Make sure you don't forget them.
So true.
So if you guys, Stunning Queens, listening, then you guys already maybe know if you followed us on TSS and if you follow Brunette and everything, you guys know the launch date. But we are launching TSS by Brunette the Label on July 22nd. I think, what time is it, Nitz? Nitz, as our
– 8 a.m.
It is at 12 p.m.
Oh.
Everyone, EST, 9 a.m. PST.
9 a.m. Okay.
By the time this episode comes out – I think the launch already happened.
Yes.
We're
either going to be posting it the Friday that it launches or the following Monday. So whatever
it launches
episode
Thursday.
It launches Thursday. Sorry. I meant Thursday. This is why we're not so sabotaged, you guys. This is why it's going to be coming out either launch day or the following Monday. So whatever this is out. you guys. Go shop it. If it's not already sold out, I bet it's already sold out, though, because it's Stunning Queen.
Also, yeah. Real quick, but I don't know if you saw, but the day we posted our announcement, we accidentally wrote June 22nd instead of July 22nd.
That is so something I would do. You have no idea.
We got so many messages being like...
2012?
Yeah. 2012. People were like, don't you mean July? And we were just sitting there laughing. We were like... Of course, like, we just can't do one thing right.
No,
like,
no.
Something somewhere has to be a little bit messed up and a little bit sabotaged.
Yeah, but that's because that's who you are. And that's what it should be like. Literally. Like, honestly, that just is what it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay, well, I think that wraps up today's episode, you guys. Thank you, Miriam, much for coming on the podcast. Yes, we literally love you. I think we've expressed that a little bit too much in today's episode.
No, honestly, my heart is so full. I'm like, the feeling is entirely mutual, but it's just so nice. And like, yeah, I'm so excited for our dinner now.
No, I know.
I know. Where are we going to go?
I don't know. Somewhere good.
Somewhere Stunning Queen.
Something really fun. Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of Stunning Queen as well, obviously in every episode, we honor a Stunning Queen. So you, of course, get the title of today's episode. You are the Stunning Queen of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so excited to have you and for this partnership and the merch. And... yeah, we're just
I feel very honored. Thank you. We're so excited too. We need this group chat for the launch day.
Yes.
We need
it. Yes.
Emma will create it right now.
I will. Okay. So he's like, don't forget, Emma. Don't forget. We'll have a virtual cheers when it launches.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you girls so much. Have the best day.
Yes. Thank you.
You too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye guys. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.